In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles two upcoming events that focus on U of I efforts to address climate change.
Are you interested to know how environmental change is being addressed in research and teaching at the University of Illinois? Do you have a stake in the way agriculture confronts climate change in the years to come? If your answer to either question is yes, let me invite you to a couple of events slated to take place the week after next. Both will be hosted by the unit that provides a home for Environmental Almanac on campus, the U of I Environmental Change Institute. The Environmental Change Institute, or ECI, was created in 2008 thanks to a generous gift from the Alvin H. Baum Family Fund and matching funds from three U of I colleges, Business, Law, and Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. Its mission is to enable society to avoid, mitigate, or adapt to the effects of climate change through the support of scholarly research, innovative teaching, and public outreach initiatives. On the afternoon of Monday, November 8th, ECI will host its annual research symposium. At this event, members of the campus and wider communities are invited to hear firsthand accounts of the activities ECI sponsors in the form of brief presentations by faculty members and graduate assistants. The range of inquiry enabled by ECI funding is indicated by the diversity of the research questions symposium presenters are addressing. Among them, how do the land values of land managers affect response to climate change threats? How much carbon is lost from forests into streams? Do consumers shop more on the Internet when fuel prices increase? How effective are small-scale solutions in enhancing food production, energy, and water management? The symposium will also offer the opportunity to hear from faculty who are developing new courses that address environmental change. These include a course that explores the two-way relation between environment and democracy, a course that teaches students to think about buildings first in terms of energy use and sustainability, one that seeks to educate citizens and future leaders in the science topics that define our world, and even one that involves students in the very practical business of developing the world's first solar-powered, cost-efficient bike-sharing system. On the day following the symposium, Tuesday, November 9th, the Environmental Change Institute will host its second annual summit, an all-day colloquium on the topic Climate Change, Agricultural Solutions, Adaptation, and Mitigation. This event brings together research scholars, business leaders, and policymakers to discuss the causes, effects, and consequences of agricultural practices on Earth's changing climate patterns. Speakers at the summit will address topics that range from chemical management and soil fertility to the potentials of organic and sustainable farming. In the keynote address, climatologist and meteorologist Mark Seeley of the University of Minnesota will outline the changes climate science anticipates in the next 50 years and discuss some of the implications of those changes for land use, landscape, and infrastructure. Both the summit and the research symposium will take place at the iHotel and Conference Center on South First Street in Champaign. You can find further details about them at the website of the Environmental Change Institute at eci.illinois.edu.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.